Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends, and welcome to the final Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of the week with me, Andy Goldstein. And we begin with the news that TalkSport understands that Tottenham Hotspur are poised to appoint Antonio Conte as their new manager. Spurs are confident they have reached an agreement with the former Chelsea boss after 48 hours of negotiations. Simon Jordan believes the appointment would be a real coup for Spurs.
If you go and get Conte as Tottenham Hotspur, you're saying something quite significant. The fact he'll come to Tottenham Hotspur is actually more significant because Conte's not coming for nothing. He's not coming because he wants to be part of the project. He's not coming because he wants to get a big bag of money, because he can get that in most places.
For sure.
He's coming because he's ready to go. And Tottenham, that means Tottenham are in business mode. And that means, I suspect, that Tottenham are going to have a go.
I feel Conte's the next level up. I think it's a great appointment.
Wherever he's been, success.
Yeah.
Yes, he'll end up falling out with everyone. We know that.
And he needs money. He needs to bring players in. I think that's great for Tottenham. Tottenham fans should be very excited about that.
The referee does blow the whistle. The Chelsea fans are cheering in the Smethwick Road end. The Chelsea players are hugging each other. Antonio Conte is doing a massive jig on the pitch here at the Hawthorns.
He wants what he wants when he wants it. So that puts Tottenham on the back foot in terms of, if they're intending to run the club the way Daniel has run it for the last 2 or 3 years, then they're going to have a challenge with this guy, because he's just walked out of Inter Milan because he's been told to cut his cloth accordingly. If Tottenham are going to go again, then an appointment like Antonio Conte is an absolute statement.
Tottenham, especially if Harry Kane is to leave, it seems like a bit of a rebuilding job. And he's not renowned, is he, for getting on with the hierarchy. So I'm not sure him and Daniel will see eye to eye. But I think as a manager, I think he's excellent. If Tottenham are going to go that route, but like he's done everywhere, he's a serial winner, but he does need backing.
Now, the England defender Trent Alexander-Arnold has been ruled out of this summer's Euros through injury. The Liverpool player damaged his thigh during Wednesday night's 1-0 friendly win against Austria. England manager Gareth Southgate won't confirm a replacement until after Sunday's match against Romania. This was how we reacted on Drive.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? I mean, would you go Ward-Prowse? If there is doubts about Henderson, would you go Ward-Prowse? Or have you seen enough of Bellingham and Rice to think they're going to be the two, or Mount could play in there and then go for Lingard, so you've got another attacking player? Mm. But look how many attacking players we've got. It's such a difficult choice, isn't it? Or does he stick with and think, do you know something, I need another defender, I'm going to go, because Maguire's not quite sure about him, so do I go Godfrey or White? Mm. I mean, Godfrey had a nightmare start, didn't he, to his debut, yes, nearly, and then White, right at the end, he clearly went off the line. So does he pick one of them? Because if you think about Godfrey, he can play anywhere on the back line, he's done it for Everton. You think about Ward-Prowse, he's played at right back. If that's what he wants, he's players who can play in different positions.
We've got three.
And
if you're going to get an injury,
someone from set pieces is Ward-Prowse.
And England have the breakthrough in the 14th minute, and it's James Ward-Prowse's first goal for his country.
We don't know how he's been training whilst he's been away, so maybe he's not in favour because he might not be.
We didn't play the other night, did he?
You know? Yeah, but training tells a lot. You already know. Sometimes the manager will see you think, oh, I don't really fancy him when he's not taking a free kick or when he's not taking a corner. There's the rest of the game you've got to worry about. But I'm not saying that he's not a good player. Of course he is. But I don't know if that's enough in Southgate's eyes to take him.
Henderson's been touch and go injury-wise. You've got Henderson, Rice and Phillips that are all sort of deeper midfielders. So I think if you add in Ward-Prowse alongside them, you've got gone from four right backs to four sort of deeper centre midfielders.
I just don't understand why we're taking so many unfit players to a major tournament. We've done it before and it's never worked out. It always backfires. Mm. You know, when you've got players like Ward-Prowse, Jesse Lingard, White, they're fit, they're ready to go. Why are we not taking a fit team?
I think Jordan Henderson's one of those boys that he's not going to play any. He's not going to kick a ball, I don't think, because you can't get fit in the quarterfinals.
You can't take a cheerleader.
He's not a cheerleader. He's more than a cheerleader, mate.
If he's not playing, he's a cheerleader.
Well, you can't say he's a cheerleader. He's going to have an effect on that team.
How is he going to have effect? Do you really think that?
It's like a club environment. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a club captain, so he's going to be going around the lads. He's going to be the manager's voice in the changing room. You know, that's why he's taking them. And look, any way you look at it,
so he's basically Jordan Henderson's basically assistant manager in the Euros.
Well, he's not an assistant manager.
He's the voice in the dressing room.
Yeah, but you need someone in their dressing room like that.
And don't forget, every single game of this summer's Euros is live across the TalkSport network. Now, with Everton looking to appoint a new manager, their former boss, Sam Allardyce, questioned the club's recruitment policy. Big Sam told The Breakfast Show that they had one of the best managers in world football in Carlo Ancelotti at Goodison and still couldn't qualify for Europe.
Everybody's ended up in terms of Everton and what money's been spent and what's expected. The amount of money that Farad has put into the club, obviously they really do deserve better, but how do they get there? And I think that ultimately revolves around, what is it, six managers in 7 years, including myself, and a stability and a recruitment policy has to be the way forward, Alan. If they are to succeed and want to be or break into Europe top six, then top four, then you have to look at recruitment side of it, quality of player. You've had one of the best managers throughout Europe this time and are still come up short. So it has to be down to the recruitment as far as I'm concerned.
Now, TalkSport's Alex Crook has been getting an inside look into the life of Sol Campbell following his pursuit to get back into football management. Sol had a great relationship with former Arsenal winger Theo Walcott during his time at the club, and here Theo talks about where Sol should rank when it comes to Arsenal legends.
The fact that he's gone, I said before, he's gone from Tottenham, and the amount of stick he would have got from moving to Arsenal, who, you know, Tottenham will invent anything, and then Arsenal, and he wins everything, basically, and scores in Champions League final. He would rank, for me, it would be just below Thierry for me. Thierry, because of Thierry being my idol, and what Thierry did for me, but Sol, as more of a leader, 100% more of a leader than Thierry. You know, to some extent, I'm quite surprised that Sol hasn't even got a statue as well, because that's the sort of man and the impression he brought to Arsenal.
And this is Sol Campbell himself on Kickoff with Hugh Woozencroft.
Harry Kane, there's going to be so much focus on him. So I want to ask you, you've made a move across London. How difficult is it?
I think, you know, it's a difficult situation. It's presented, really. It must come as a heavy heart for him to actually say, you know, he wants to move on, because he probably wants to do everything at Tottenham. He wants to win and be like, say, you know, like say Ryan Giggs, you know, stay at one club, doesn't move, wins everything, never moves, and it's perfect, you know, perfect scenario. I'm sure he'd love that to be the Tottenham way, and winning titles after titles and Champions Leagues and FA Cups and being incredible, scoring goals. And he's scoring goals, but it's just it's the trophy cabinet that is obviously lacking. So for him to come to that conclusion, it's tough.
Harry Kane scores for Tottenham Hotspur. Well, is that a going away present?
What if Man United come in? I mean, and it's out of Man United and Chelsea. He'll probably say, well, Chelsea has won X, Y, Z, but Man United really do need me to kind of be that kind of cherry on the cake to really get them to the winning something. And then if I stay and see what happens, if say Conte knocks up, or go for the move and see what I can win in my last 5, 6, 7 years of football.
Now, this Saturday evening, TalkSport will have live commentary of Daniel Dubois' fight against Bogdan Dinyu in a WBA final eliminator at Telford International Centre in front of a crowd of a massive 100,000. 1,000. Dubois' promoter, Frank Warren, believes this to be a good fight for Dubois. Well, I mean, he would. He's the promoter.
This is absolutely extraordinary. Daniel Dubois has been counted out.
is a tough fight, but it's an opportunity as well. And they, you know, we had a real good conversation with him about this, with his manager, Martin Bowers, myself, and at that time, he was going to be trained by, if you remember, by the Tibbses, Jimmy and Mark. So there was lots of conversation. Subsequently, he's changed trainer 3 weeks ago to Shane McGuigan, who's a decent trainer too. So, and he's okay with it. So between us, we all feel that if it's the Daniel Dubois that we feel he is, then you know it's not that it's going to be an easy fight, but this is a good fight for him.
Now, my unsung hero concludes this Sunday on TalkSport at 9:30 on this week's edition. Liverpool defender and Scotland captain Andy Robertson speaks to Chelsea Grimes about his unsung heroes, his parents. Here he speaks about the influence Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp had on his career.
He is like a father figure. You know, I think it's easy to say about managers and things like that, but he really is. You know, there's some personal stuff I've went to him with. There's some football stuff I've went to him with. There's some joking stuff I've went to him with. Do you know what I mean? He is, for me, he's the full package. And, you know, that's why every scouser and everything can get him. They understand him and they can see where he's, like, you know, what he's trying to do. And I suppose me and him have kind of similar stories and stuff like that as well, which I think he always kind of relates to with me. And he's just easy to get on with, and he's easy to work with. And he's a father figure, but of course he's your boss at the same time. And he needs to tell you what to do. Sometimes he shouts at you and you have to take it on the chin. Mm-hmm. But look, he's the best that we can possibly hope for, because, like I said, he's got the whole package. And when you need anything, then he's your man to go to. And I think when a manager's like that and his door's always open, then it's hard to come by.
Hello, I'm Laura Woods, and this is TalkSport Daily.
And this is the former England fullback, Danny Mills, recalling an extravagant party at David Beckham's house before the World Cup in 2002. "Oh, look at me, I know David Beckham," said Danny.
I was on the official list, and we had the table at the back of the room. This was not about the players. You can imagine, you know, I've just made my first England squad, World Cup squad, tournament squad, and all of a sudden this invite comes through, you know, very, very sort of, you know, posh, and at the time on this sort of parchment paper tied with little pieces of, I don't know, string or whatever they were, Japanese. David and Victoria invite Danny Mills and guest. Clearly, they've done no research whatsoever, and guest to this party, pre-tournament garden party. Wow, this was Buckingham Palace we were going to, and dress code white tie and diamonds. I mean, I had no idea at the time what white tie dress code was. I'm not even sure I knew what black tie was at the time, and certainly didn't have any diamonds to put on. I mean, it was the most lavish party I've ever seen in my life. It was just A-listers from all over the world. I think, obviously, all Beckham sponsors and that.
Where was it? Was it over in Hertfordshire?
It was in his house. Yeah, it was at Buckingham Palace. Mm. And there was this huge marquee. Must have been, I don't know, 700-800 people, all on these huge tables. I think Mick Hucknall sang during that. I think Angus Deaton was possibly the compere. It was just, we were so far back. The players had three tables. Basically, we were in the far left corner, away from everybody else. That's how important we were and how much about the players it was. I think we were behind steps. That was how far back we were.
Now, before I go, let me tell you about some live football coming your way. England's next warm-up match is against Romania from 4 p.m. You can hear live commentary on TalkSport. That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside my Friday husband, Darren Benn. We'll be back on Monday as the TalkSport Euro Daily Podcast. Oh, we've changed the name. Yeah, we have. We've got a sponsor. But until then, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.